I should just comment, in fairness to James Madison, that these remarks are not quite correct. The reason was that Madison was pre-capitalist. He's like just about everybody, you know, Adam Smith, all the great figures from the Enlightenment. They're mostly pre-capitalist and very anti-capitalist in conception. You know, you can't say they're anti-capitalist because there was no modern industrial capitalism around for them to have an opinion about. And this is a matter of interpretation. You know, it's a matter of how you read texts, so you can read them a lot of different ways. But the way I read them, they were very anti-capitalist. That includes Adam Smith. And I think you can demonstrate that. But certainly Madison was. He believed that when he put power in the hands of the wealthy class of men, you know, the more capable set of men, the wealthy of the country, that they were going to be, as he put it, enlightened statesmen and benevolent philosophers who would devote themselves to the welfare of all. Okay, that's a very pre-capitalist conception, you know, that once you give power to the hands of the rich, they're just going to be benevolent philosophers and they're going to devote themselves, you know, every minute of their day to the welfare of everyone else. I mean, it's like what corporate executives tell you, you know, they're sort of understand, you have to say that, but by now, you know, nobody, I suppose, nobody believes it except the people who read these, you know, watch these movies which show you how it works. In those days, Madison really believed it, and he very quickly discovered that it wasn't true. Within a few years, by 1792, he was already very upset about the fate of this democratic experiment, which he thought was failing. He condemned what he called the daring depravity of the times as the business leaders who have now been given power use that power, he said, to become the tools and tyrants of government. They overwhelm government with their powers and combinations, and they're bribed by its largesses. And they're just serving self-interest, you know, not the interest of the general public, and he thought that was deplorable and so on, but that's because he began to, he perceived the way the system that he had designed was actually functioning.